I love the book. This time of year, when we start getting into the holidays, I look at it as one of two things. You either embrace it and drag everybody in the house and have a wonderful party, or you change the locks. And short of that, it can be tough to entertain over the holidays, but domestic chic is going to get us out of the problems we have, isn't it?
Absolutely. Bringing fun back into the kitchen. Real approachable cooking is my style.
I like that. Approachable cooking. How do you define that?
Yeah, well, so, I run three restaurants in Manhattan. They're called Boca di Bacco. And from a lot of the customers that come in, everyone is so stressed out about hosting dinner parties or cooking. And I said, you got to just simplify it. You know, simple is key here. So all of the recipes, the way that the book is structured, it's all broken up, you know, within the four seasons. Mm-hmm. And within each season, I give you preset menus for different holidays and special occasions. Real simple, easy to follow. You know, all the ingredients you can find at your local grocery store. We're not, you know, I'm not sending you on a wild goose chase to go, you know, search out very exotic ingredients. So very, you know, simple and tasty. That's my style.
Well, do you think that's where we make our biggest mistake, overthinking these parties?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
All right.
Yes.
So let's start with Thanksgiving, because that one can be brutal. For someone who has never cooked a turkey before or set that table, what's your best advice for starting off a Thanksgiving dinner?
You know, whenever I talk to people about Thanksgiving, for most people, everyone gets so stressed out. And I say the best thing that you can do when you approach, a very popular holiday, of course, is to plan everything out ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Prep all your ingredients, and then get to the recipe and cook. Because once you have everything prepped, it makes the process so much easier, and it just flows so much nicer.
Are you an advocate of buying a pre-cooked turkey or ham?
You know, if it works for you, that's okay. But I really encourage people to try and cook their, own, because it's not that bad.
That was the most diplomatic answer I've ever heard. No, it really isn't.
You know,
that.
Whatever works for you and for your family. But I really do encourage everyone, to go out and try and make their own turkey.
Well, I agree with you.
Or golden baked ham.
I'll take both of those. I think that down in the South, people love their deep-fried turkeys, and that's when they get into the most trouble.
Yes, you have to be very careful with that, definitely.
Have you ever done one?
I have done one, and there's obvious, for me, everything worked out well, but I have heard some horror stories, so I definitely proceed with caution on that one.
Yeah, the first thing we tell everyone is do it outside. That's a good starting point.
Oh. Absolutely. Outside and far away.
Well, you are a self-taught chef. You grew up in an Italian-American family, and not to typify, but I think every time I've spoken to an Italian chef, it is all about family and food. You learn very early what's good and what means a lot.
Yeah, and for me, cooking has always been about, uniting the family, and it's always been such a magical, joyful experience. So that's what I really want to infuse everyone's kitchens with. I grew up in California, and, Sunday was like, the day you make, your four-hour sauce, your meatballs, brajol. That's really what cooking is all about for me. It's about bringing everyone together, talking about your days, and really just enjoying a great meal. So that's what I want to bring back. And that's why I decided to write the book the way that I did. I don't want people to stress about, how to put together a dinner party and, what am I going to serve first? And then what's the main course? What's dessert? So that's why I just did preset menus. Here you go. You can use them as the menu or individually, whatever works for your lifestyle. And hopefully it will get people cooking and having fun in the kitchen again.
Well, that's important. You've got to have fun in the kitchen and not be afraid of making mistakes.
Well, and you learn from your mistakes, absolutely.
Right.
I get asked all the time, what is your, biggest failure? I said, of course I've had failures, but it's all trial and error. You learn from what goes bad, and then you learn how to make it perfect.
Oh, it's that easy. Okay, I'll remember that. Well, domestic chic does make it a lot easier, because as you say, it's step by step, and if you just pick up the book and open it up and actually read it, it does take a lot of the complexities out of it, and I think you'll enjoy your holiday feast a lot more.
Absolutely, yes. And I'm releasing to my own line of designer aprons that you can see featured in the book also. Those are Cellini. And I've always been fascinated by, you know, the evolution of the apron. So I'm introducing a new line, and you can check those out. Everything you can check out on my website, which is kristensaleni.com. And you can also get the book on amazon.com as well.
Thank you for that. Now, when you talk about the evolution of the apron, I'm really intrigued by that because I just think of it as something you wrap around yourself and to keep the gunk off your clothes. But it's more than that, right?
It is. And I talk about, you know, at such a young age, I was in the kitchen and I would just be fascinated by watching, you know, my family members, my mom, my aunt, in like these really unflattering pieces of cloth that just kind of, you know, hang over you and wrap around. So, you know, through my journeys, I said, you know, everyone should look great and feel good in the kitchen. So why not have, you know, something that's more a fashionable take on the apron. And that's what Cellini is. It's all about, you know, fashion forward. They're functional. You know, we feature great deep chef pockets, and then we have antimicrobial. So everything is safe and secure in the kitchen, and you look good and feel good.
Well, that counts. Now, running three restaurants in New York City, I mean, that's not a small undertaking. Where do you find time for yourself?
That is a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
But luckily, I'm a morning person, so I love to have my morning coffee detox and get my plan set for the day.
So what's
an exciting time? So,
well, it has to
be. I'm enjoying every minute of it.
you're not even 30 yet, and you're running three restaurants in New York. You're about to be on. You're going to be a season finale judge for The Worst Cooks in America,
yes.
And that's got to be entertaining as all get out.
Definitely, yes. And I also do some judging for Beat Bobby Flay on the Food Network, too.
Oh, sweet, so. Sweet Bobby Flay. We won't go there. You've also cooked for some very cool people in your life. And we're talking Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran and the cast of SNL. Now, are they difficult to cook for in their choices, or are they just kind of go with the flow kind of people over at SNL?
You know, they were very much go with the flow. I hosted one of the after parties after Taylor Swift had had hosted SNL, and it was just such a great night. Everyone was, you know, they were, you know, celebrating a great show. The cast and crew and everybody was there, and surprisingly, you know, there were not any, you know, crazy demands, and everything just was smooth sailing.
Well, that's no
say,
fun.
I was a little surprised.
That's no fun. We're looking for the dish here. Jeez. What?
I don't have much to give you.
Well, what kind of dishes did you make for them? What do they like? Are they very much a kind of farm-to-table group?
You know, we just did a lot of kind of finger foods, appetizers. We did a buffet style with some great different pastas. I believe we had, you know, a pesto fusilli there. We had a fettuccine bolognese, different salads. I do this quattro stagione salad that's all about seasonal vegetables with a balsamic reduction vinaigrette on top. My truffle oil mushroom crostini is always a big hit. Everyone loves that one.
Oh, you're killing me over here. I'm so ready for it right now.
Sounds good.
It sounds really good. So what is going to come next? You have a lot on your proverbial plate with everything that's going on and with Domestic Chic just being released. Your life isn't dull at all, is it?
To say the least, exactly. I've just established a partnership with Bloomingdale's. So I'll be doing culinary demonstrations in Bloomingdale's across the country. And you can come in and see me, you know, do a demonstration. I'll be signing books and selling my great box set, which features a Domestic Chic book and a signature Cellini apron, which is perfect for the holiday season.
Boy, that really is. Give us your website again and Facebook and Twitter and all that fun stuff.
Yep, you can follow me. Everything is at kristensaleni.com. And the aprons are CelliniNewYork.com, which is CELLINI, NewYork.com.
And definitely pick up what I think is going to be a survival guide for a lot of first-timers for the holidays. It's Domestic Chic, a fashionably fabulous guide for cooking and entertaining. Kristen, you're fun to talk to, and much luck and success. I'm looking forward to picking some of this up for myself for the holidays.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.